This is Joe Vecchio from the Cup of Joe Radio Show, and you're listening to Rant Speak with Cimmerian and Smokehouse on Rant Radio.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
Greetings. It's time for the show. Except my video camera has gone insane. Like, absolutely insane. Like, what the hell is going on with this?
It's like melting away.
Very strange. Very, very strange indeed. I'm just going to fiddle with it for a few seconds here while you listen to me fiddle with it. It's displaying, like, red and yellow and all manner of colors. And it's, yeah, it's very annoying. And I don't know why. Turn it off, turn it back on. Well, it's Monday. Oh, there we go. It's probably going to cut out again. That's very scary. Hopefully my video camera isn't broken. It's time for Rant Speak with me, Cimmerian, and Smokehouse soon. As soon as I dial him up on Skype. And I'm sounding very non-trebly. Like, nowhere near enough treble. Treble. I'm going to turn myself up. That might be the problem. Check. That's a little bit better. Yes, you've all stayed up. You've all waited for me. Thank you so much. I was at a concert. And as usual, the concerts that I go to around here are on Sunday nights. Yeah, cameras are bad for radio. Like, it matters to you. Oh, it matters to me. So I know things are working. Yeah, let's dial up Smokey right now. Because he's just waiting there. In the silence. All by himself. It's probably going to be really loud. Yeah, I thought it would be really loud. Wow, that's a bad noise, isn't it? I don't think Smokey's microphone's working. Smokey, you sound like shit. You're all fuzzy. Sounds just awful. We're going to hang up on Smokehouse. And we're going to give him a call again. He may have been able to hear me, but we definitely didn't. Weren't able to hear him. The concert I went to was dismantled. And, I better turn up his volume. No, still sounds like crap. Well, Smokey, if you can hear me... I can't hear you. You sound like... totally bad. Totally, totally awful bad. So you need to fiddle with your microphone. Sounds like you're fiddling a little bit with your microphone there. Maybe unplug it, plug it back in. Or you can private message me in the IRC, Smokey, so I know what the hell. Yeah, or he's playing with power tools. He could be drilling a hole in his desk there to feed his mic through or something. Anyway, let's hang up on Smokey and See what's happening with him. Oh, I got a private message. 1 second. He hears me fine. So my microphone's working. My speakers are working because I can hear. I'm going to dial him back up again. And we'll let it keep going. And we'll just turn down his volume. Okay, Smokey. You can hear me, but what we hear is... yep, nasty. So what you're going to have to do is... figure out what's going on with your microphone, or if you have another microphone, plug that one in, because it is just, it's not even distorted, it's just like noise. It sounds like you're drilling holes and power tools are going on and stuff like that. Yeah, somebody's trying to tune in from the after now, Crunch says. So it might be messages from the future trying to tell us something. And I do have the fan on. So it looks like if Smokey can't work out his problems, we're going to have to get Purden to co-host the show. And that'll maybe give a little bit of a motivator for Smokehouse. Oh, I did get the new Skype. Which I don't know if that is having anything to do with it. I doubt it. Let's just do a little check for an update on Skype. And see if... Nope, I heard the latest version of Skype, and this has been out for like a week now. So I'm sure if there was a problem with constantly, I'm sure they would have that fixed up. So Smokey, I'm going to just turn up the music. The music can be my co-host for now. So I went to the Dismantled show down at the local goth club, goth industrial EBM club here in Vancouver. It was the last show that is going to be there because it... Just point the camera. It's totally in the wrong position. It's a bit better. It was going to be the last show that's going to be at the Sanctuary, which is the Purple Onion for the people who are in Vancouver. So it was the last time to see a live show there. They're going to move, not go away. Now try, Smokey says. And we've got the interview that we were, I think, going to have last week. Oh, my God. You sound like crap still, Smokey. You sound just awful. I'm going to turn that down. So it's not going to work out. Maybe regress back to the old Skype and see what happens. I'm just going to do a little experiment. I'm going to phone Purden and see if it's my end. Because if it's my end, then I'm going to have to go back a version or something. So I'm going to hang up on Smokehouse. And we're going to give... Oh, Purden's not in the list. I guess we're not going to phone Purden. I'm going to see who else is on the list that can take a call right now. I don't see anybody. I doubt Smokehouse has mic boost turned on. I don't see anybody else in the IRC that is on my list. So I can't phone anyone else. Does anybody else have it? Anybody? Nope. I don't see anybody. So if you do have Skype, let me know in the IRC, private message me, and give me your Skype name, because I don't recognize any of the people in there. Big news tonight, episode 2 of Patrolling with Sean Kennedy is going to be released at the end of the show. I'll give you the links for the torrents. Of course, the IRC gets it first. Oh, what's happening there? Purden tried to call. Oh, there we go. Let's give Purden a call. See how it is.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
It's Smokehouse. He's having problems, eh?
Yeah, co-host.
So I've lost a co-host and gained a Purden.
That's even better than a Smokey Cripple.
Hey, you think so?
No, I love Smokehouse.
Yeah, you tune in just for him, don't you? Forget me, eh?
I still love you. Not as much as Pyrenex.
Yeah, he seems to love me a lot.
Oh, yeah. So, what's up?
So, not much. Just kind of getting the show going and trying to phone Smokehouse, but his microphone's gone all to shit. Or, what did you have you up? What version of Skype are you running?
I'm running the old version.
Oh.
The ghetto.
The ghetto version?
Yeah.
That might be it, because I've got the newest version of Skype, and Smokehouse is upgraded to the newest version. So
you want me to upgrade to the newest version?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Please.
So
if you could go download the newest version, and then we can try some more stuff. And let me know in the IRC in the private message when you've upgraded, okay?
Give me 2 minutes.
Okay, bye. Okay, Purden's gone. He's going to upgrade, and then we're going to definitely know whether it is Purden, or if it's not Purden, if it's Smokehouse or not. At the concert tonight, the Dismantled, we play them in the rotation on Rant Radio. Their best song, they totally messed up the beat. The singer lost the beat and the drummer lost the beat, and halfway through, they got it going again. But oh, it sucked because it was my favorite song by them. I don't know the name of the song, but okay, we're gonna give Smokey a call again, see if he's down. Oh no, it's nasty, 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 nasty still. So let's see who else, and some other people are gonna have the newest Skype. No, Sean Kennedy does not stand up in Patrolling Part 2, but you still see him in the woods with his shirt off, and you see him in his underwear. As you can see, actually, what I will point everyone to right now is actually the new Patrolling webpage. No, well, it might not be new. I'm going to put in the IRC right now, and if you click on the gallery, you can take a look at all the new pictures from Episode 2. And yes, he's in his underwear in one scene. Sorry, more nude Sean. Or scantily clad. Or maybe, yeah. Roscoe says maybe Smokey is speaking in a new language that we just don't know about. I guess I'm going to phone up Smokey so he can hear what I have to say. And I'm just going to turn down the volume of Smokehouse before it blasts my speakers out. Okay, Smokey can hear me, but I can't hear him because he's still fuzzy. What? Where'd he go? Oh, there he is. Okay, it just flipped over. You're still fuzzy. Purdon's phone call went through just fine in the old version. Purdon's going to upgrade to the newest version, and we're going to try that out. Oh, joys, technical problems galore, and it's 1:30 in the morning Pacific time, 4:30 in the morning way over in the Eastern. Smoko says, okay, it's not the mic. Have you upgraded or touched your sound card software lately? It's not the mic, not the mixer, he says. Touch the sound card drivers. Are you on the old version? Okay. I'm going to hang up with you and give Purdon a call because he's got the new Skype. Bye-bye. And we're going to give Purdon a call. Oh, this flips around a lot now. Okay, we're going to give Purdon a call and see what happens with him.
Testing.
Testies, 1-2, testies. Well, that sounds good to me.
I can hear you.
I can hear you perfectly clear. So you're on the new version now?
Yeah, I'm on the new version. What's this extra dial feature?
It looks like they're going to build in voice over IP. So you can phone people on real phone numbers. And real,
that would kick ass.
And people on phone numbers will be able to phone you, like on normal landline phones. But
that would kick ass.
It would. It doesn't do anything right now, but they're getting it ready, it looks like. So you'll be able to do away with your regular phone. Yeah, right.
Yes. I have a government exam in 6 hours.
Well, what are you doing up? You're crazy. Have you studied?
It's communications English. I could pass it.
Smokehouse would say otherwise, but
I'm in dumb English.
You're in the dumb. You're in the brown reading group.
Yes.
So it looks like Smokehouse is out of commission. Oh, he just reinstalled the sound card today. Well, what a coincidence that the sound doesn't work. So Smokehouse is out of commission until he gets his microphone working. So, Smokehouse,
I'm going to do the show with you?
No, you're not, unfortunately. Because you don't have any clue of what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to send you the outline.
It's email, then news, then Collins, then very phone Purdon, and then other people.
But we've already done the phone Purdon, so we don't have... Is it Purdon? Purdon? Is that how you say it?
Purdon.
Purdon or Peer? Purr.
Purdon.
Okay. I thought I heard you just say
Peer. But we can still do the email and the news.
Oh, I doubt it. I doubt it.
Ask people in the chat if they want to.
Okay, we'll take a vote. Even though I hate taking votes, we'll do it this time.
All right.
Okay, so vote once in the IRC. Say either yes for Purdon or no for Purdon. And you can't vote, Purdon. I just saw that.
Enter a 20-second lag now.
Yeah, there we go. So we have to wait about 10 seconds. Call Sean. No, I don't think calling Sean would be good. I don't know what
he's doing. Put your dick in drive A.
So, Wait for the votes. It'll be about 5 seconds more. Only put yes or only put no. Do not vote twice while we wait for Smokehouse to get his shit together. And no votes. Everyone is abstaining from votes. Oh, one no, two no, three
hell?
No's.
One yes, one.
One yes. Oh, four no's. 4-1.
Wait.
5-1.
Yes.
5-2.
Yes.
Oh, I can't count them anymore.
Three. It's 5-4. It's 5-4. 5-6. I mean, wait. 5-5.
It's going
6-5,
way too
fast. 6-5, yes. 6-6. 6-6. I voted twice.
People are voting twice. You idiots, don't. So can anybody add this
seven,
up?
7-6.
Anybody add this up for me, please?
I will.
You're not very impartial here.
1, 2. Three no's. 3-5-1.
Anybody add this up?
It's a yes. Look at all the yeses.
Yeah, there's lots of yeses, but lots of no's.
But there's more yeses than no's.
I doubt it. They're all voting. Yes, call Sean.
Sean's probably asleep.
Yeah, he's probably asleep, and he wouldn't like a phone call at 1:30 in the morning. Well, we'll leave you on until you start to annoy me. How about that?
Until I say three times?
No, because I'll be doing other stuff.
Right.
I see Leo is in the chat room, and if it's the Leo that I'm thinking it is, could you private message me your Skype name, and we can do that thing that we were going to do last week. Okay.
The phone review?
Yeah.
The Sean Cain's book review, Leo?
Yep, that's the guy.
I'm on top of things.
You are, wow. Well, here it is. We're welcome to Rant Speak. Let's start again. You can get into the IRC and see what the hell we're talking about. We're in the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel. They said in the channel that there's going to be a lot of net splits soon, but I haven't seen one yet since they've said that, so that's good. Other side servers, Rant Radio channel. Go for it. You can go to the Rant Speak site. And that is here. I'll post it in the IRC. See, if you're not in the IRC, you don't get all these cool little links. Oh, no. It's not the same Leo. So we will never speak to that Leo who is very excited to speak to us 1 week and then has dropped off the face of the earth. You can also... There's a forum, but it's very dead for Rant Speak. Nobody goes in there because, well, we don't really post anything in there because it's all about... the audio. You can get involved with Rant Radio. You can send in your mugshots to info@rantradio.com. You can also get on the long distance listeners list if you're far, far away in a far off land. Send in your name, city, and country if you do not live in USA or Canada. Mexico does count, so it's not all of North America. Or you can just talk to somebody about Rant Radio and tell them how much you love it. And try not to be a freak about it, please. And we do need people to help us out in various ways. And there is the post, the link for the forum. There is a couple things here. Some of these are in transition, so I won't read out the ones that we don't really need somebody for right now. We need a web page designer for the What the Hell show. That is the show way, way back in the day. The one that started it all, it's all done, of course, now. We're not doing the show. It hasn't been on the air for 2 years or so. But we do need somebody to help us out with that. Give it a final home, something that looks nice, because nobody has designed anything for it. It's just kind of sat there and looked bad for a while. We also need a webpage designer for Dark Atlas, Sean's website. So it has to be really, really good because it's going to house everything that is Sean. We also need a relations director for Rant. the description for this is to promote Rant on related websites and contact related industries regarding Rant events and Rant-related news releases. Person must be skilled in the written word and have lots of free time on your hands, because it will take up a lot of your time. And it looks like Smokehouse is fixed, so Purden is going away. So say goodbye, Purden.
Bye.
Sorry. Okay, cut him off, and we're going back to... Oh, this new one flips around all the time. Let's see how bad Smokey sounds. Hopefully he did some testing.
Hello.
Yay!
Hey, fucking fuck.
So you had your sound card recently reinstalled?
Yeah, but also on the Skype there was a bunch of settings that got changed, and I never thought about that because I never had to mess with it the first time.
Yeah, there really was no settings before. There's actual settings now? Oh, wow, there's lots of new
settings. Yeah, there's a bunch.
Wow, that's cool. I'll have to look through those.
It's not cool when you don't know about it.
Very true. Are you on the new one or the old one now?
I'm on the new one.
Oh, okay, cool. Sounds pretty clear. Sounds even better than before.
Anyway.
Yeah, you're like no fuzzing at all. Very nice.
You kind of sound like you're underwater a little bit.
Do I? Is it better than before? It's probably not any better, really.
No, it's less staticky than before.
That's pretty good.
It also could be these headphones too, because I tossed them yesterday. I meant to, you know, throw them on the bed.
Yeah.
And I missed.
Yeah.
And they kind of shattered.
Oh.
So they're all together with like tape right now.
Oh, that's not good. But they work. No. But they work, right?
Yeah, they work.
That's
kind of.
Kind of work. You sound tired.
Smoking
you're a little bit. You're a little bit slow tonight. Are you tired?
Well,
it is
I'll
too.
I'll catch back. I'm getting over my frustration right now.
Okay.
It's, you know, after fighting with the fucking Skype for half an hour.
I see. And it is also 20 to 4 there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's 20 to 4 in the morning. I'm doing a radio show. Yay me.
Yep, you're on the late night shift. I guess we're not doing too well in the station, so we've been delegated to really late at night, so where nobody listens, eh?
Yeah, I moved us to really, really early morning.
We're the early morning shift. We keep awake the graveyard shift.
Yeah, that we do.
So
I don't know how we keep them awake.
Okay, I'm going to read out the people on the IRC, because there's quite a few, actually.
For this 85.
Late at night. That is amazing for this late at night, and especially with the problems other side is having, like today. It's splitting a lot, but everyone found the right servers.
You know, the funny thing about other side is we must own it, because if you look up other side on Google, you get us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, you type in other side, and we're first?
We're like second or third.
Wow. Well, we are the biggest channel in the other side all the time,
which is
nice, because it's kind of a good partnership. It's a nice quiet IRC server cluster, and they're really nice to us, and it works out well, and we keep them populated.
By nice to us, does that mean they don't bother us? Is that what that means? They don't talk to us?
Yeah, they don't talk to us, they don't bother us, and they will help us out if there are problems, and they don't allow Where's channels in here on this network.
I hate those.
Which are really nice, because then idiots don't come in.
It's impossible to get anything off Where's channels anyway, unless you want to, like, forfeit half your life.
Exactly. Oh, Kindling Boy says, don't be fooled, Sim. We just want patrolling.
Well, you're going to have to wait.
Whatever brings them in. I will pander to the lowest common denominator.
I've already seen it, so I don't care.
That's right. Smokey's here on his own accord, not just for the show. Yeah. Crano, Infringent, Stone Rhino, Spyco, Liquid Blue, Kexler, Kindling Boy, Desert Runner, Infringent, one of many, Atoll, Kexler, Leo, Corodius, Mr. Echo, I probably said his name already, Batucan, that is about it on the screen. Oh, and Pseudo Crow. There we go.
Thanks to Mr. Echo for helping me out, because I didn't know what the fuck the problem was.
Oh, with the sound card?
with Skype and all that, because I had no idea.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Echo, getting him back online.
So he fixed it.
Excellent. You can send in your news stories to me for the show if you find some cool news that you run across, and people do send them in, which is very nice. Helps me out a lot. You can send them to info@rantradio.com. And we need some bandwidth, and we need it bad, and we need it now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even joking this time. Like, usually it's like, well, we could use bandwidth, but this time we really need bandwidth. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You should be getting an email about that, I think, shortly here, because somebody was talking to me about it.
Oh, good.
Hopefully we might be getting some here pretty soon.
Yeah, we really need it, because being the number one industrial station on the internet, we regularly fill up, and when we lose mirrors, the people that want to listen can't listen, which is unfortunate, and they have to listen to other stations.
Which makes me cry. Yeah, there's the ego part of it when we have stations beating us who have no right to do so.
Exactly, so, and only because we don't have any bandwidth.
Yeah, that is a problem.
Yes.
It pisses me off.
And I have the fan going tonight, which is... I'm glad I remembered it. And if I didn't remember it and you suggested it, I would have walked over and turned it on because it's really, really hot here tonight. And when I come home after a concert, I can't open the windows because the neighbors will complain of me talking loudly.
Kind
of loudly. So I wasn't able to open the windows when I got home.
So you want to hire a public relations person, huh?
Yeah.
That's going to be hard because that's usually me. And I'm yet to find anyone who can communicate on paper as well as I can.
Yeah, it's...
That sounds like an egomaniac thing to say, but...
It's going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult. I'm going to need a lot of references and stuff people have written before. Like, there's a lot of things I want to get done, and Smokey's very busy. Like, this is huge stuff I want to get done, and it would occupy 100% of Smokey's time. So we need somebody else. Because Smokey's got a lot on his plate, dealing with all the DJs and stuff.
Yeah, I do. That's almost become a full-time thing, just talking to people.
Yeah. Keeping them all in line, huh?
I spent all day talking to DJs today. It's like, leave me alone.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, they'll have questions. And of course, the big question I got today, when's RantSpeak going to be on? I must have answered that question 500 times.
Yes, that's why I gave all that job to you.
It'll be on when it's on. Leave me alone.
Exactly. But we do need more DJs.
Yes.
We do like DJs. If you want to become a DJ, talk to Smokehouse. Smokehouse@rantradio.com. Very simple email address.
Yes, indeed.
Just how it sounds. Smokeandhouse@rantradio.com.
Make a demo, send it to the FTP site, and tell me that you put it there.
Yeah, that's the best way. If you have a demo made, then you don't have to ask Smokehouse, what do I do? No, you make a demo. And then you tell Smokehouse the demo's on the FTP site. FTP.rantradio.com. Put it there.
Don't send me an email and then, you know, not do anything because that irritates me.
I want to be a DJ. What do I do? And then chirp, chirp, chirp. And then
don't do
anything after that.
Okay, yeah.
Do you have any news or anything you want to talk about? Stuff
let's
happening?
Let's see. The Atlantic Bitch Slap is going to try a live show next Saturday.
Ooh, really?
They're going to give it another shot, and they're going to go for 2 hours.
Ah.
I told them I'd let them try it.
Yep.
Don't screw it up.
Don't screw it up.
Like you did the first time.
Oh, what did they do? Did they suck, or they just...
They just weren't prepared, and they really, really, really sucked, and the production quality was horrible.
Oh, okay. Well, they've been doing it for a while now, so... They probably got their standards raised up a little bit more.
Yeah.
Which is good.
I hope so.
Got some private messages with... Nope. And... Nope. Those are not relevant to the show. I will look at them after. All the people private messaging me in the IRC. We'll skip that little part there. Vegas. 4 weeks now. Oh, my God. It's coming up close. We're... Well, 5 weeks. We're going to Vegas. Rant is going to Vegas. There's going to be lots of fun there. It'll be nice and hot and boil Sean Kay to death because he can't deal with
it. That's good for him. He's lost weight. He can take it.
Well, he was having some trouble yesterday. We went out shooting some film, and it was really hot out. We went hiking, and He didn't do too well afterwards. He's better in the cold. He's a lot better in the cold than the heat.
Define really hot up there by your standard.
It was about 32 degrees, which is about, I think, 100.
No, that's no? about... That's
37 that's around, is 100, isn't it?
That's about 90.
Yeah.
So I'll give you that one. Okay.
And it was very humid as well, which made it difficult to breathe and et cetera, et cetera. Well, he didn't do too well, and then he had to go home right away. So it sucked.
He would never last down here. He'd be dead in a day.
Yeah. So he did okay at Burning Man, but I'm just a little bit worried about Las Vegas because it's going to be like 45 degrees. Celsius.
Burning Man is not nearly as hot as people make it out to be. I didn't even have to go.
No, it's not that. Really. And I already gave the link for the patrolling website, which has some new pictures up on there. I'm going to do it again right now. There it is. It's got a new... I made up a new domain. I don't know if you noticed that. Patrolling.rantmedia.ca. Makes it nice and short and simple.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Okay, good. Don't give out my ICQ number, because I will not add you. It is a very private ICQ number. If you listen to the old archives of the Sean Kennedy Show, you'll find it out. But you won't get added unless I really know you and really like you.
It's private now, huh?
Yes, because I was inundated. Like, I used to have 1,000 people on my ICQ list.
Well, yeah, so did I. I have about 800 on there back in the day.
Back in the day. I culled it all down to people only I know. And now I just talk to friends. It's so much better. Oh, my God. That used to be a full-time job answering ICQ. So people have to think a little bit more and type up an email if they want to get to me. The Porn on Beta web CD release is about 1 week away now. I think I said that last week. But
probably.
Yeah, we're still waiting on the artwork. I've heard it's going to be given in to me tomorrow, which is good. So I'm super excited to get that off my plate, give it out to the public, and I'll probably maybe play. Is that you yawning?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I heard that. And so we'll probably play a song next week from it, hopefully. Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. And that next news story is already in there. Actually, there's one I didn't put in here. I found some cool videos from... what's that website where... A lot of video cameras. They go to protests a lot.
The Guerrilla News Network?
No, not that one. It's another one. And they have like a separate website for each of the different cities. Oh, damn it. I can't remember what it is right now. But I found some great... great... I think I have it in my email. Anyway. No, I can't find it. It's,
okay, hold up. Guys, don't ICQ me. I'm busy. God damn it.
Yeah, I love that. Like, they give you private messages while you're doing a show, because it's so easy to, answer them while you're doing a show.
I'm shutting it off.
It's going down.
It's going down right now.
No, I don't have it in my archive here. But anyway, I found some new videos. They're going into Rant TV's rotation. They're really cool. So
where are they? I got distracted by...
I don't know what... I can't remember the name of it. Maybe somebody in the IRC can remind me of what they're called. But I do not have the link right now. I'll get it for next week. So it's time for listener feedback email that we've gotten, and here is the intro...
Even is awesome, and even is weird, I'll never forget the way it was, girl.
This one is from... Did you find it? No?
Nope.
Okay.
Never mind.
This one is from Uber Geek. It says, first off, I have to say, you guys keep topping yourselves. Patrolling is everything I wanted and more. I even waited until my girlfriend had free time so we could watch it together. Yeah, it's it's a good first date TV show.
Yeah, it is.
It's got something for the girls, you know, Sean nude. And it's got Kit for the guys, right? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about that. I have to let you know I'm sitting in a yuppie kind of bakery thing for my lunchtime, free Wi-Fi. There are lots of corporate types, mostly from my work, hanging out at this place. So, surfing the net, I avoid anything that looks remotely like naked chicks on the internet while I'm there. E.g., I bumped into my boss here earlier this week, so he's got to be careful. I tuned into Rant TV to see what's going on, kind of explaining how cool Rant Radio is to some of the other patrons. SKTFM in the buck, nude, talking about needing to wash your skin. Lol, red face, he puts. Needless.
Yeah, let's laugh out loud, red face.
Lol, raffle. Needless to say, I'll now figure out what's now airing before I stream the full screen Rant TV stream. Yeah, there is nudity on there now.
Yeah. It's awesome. I'll come out and say I had nothing to do with this. I was against it from the beginning. Okay?
You're the one who made me put it on Rant TV. Well, it was supposed to go on there anyway, but...
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute, Mr. Station Manager. Me having to tell you to put the TV show on the TV station.
Well, you're the programming manager. You have to tell me to do these things. How about that? Huh? Is that a good comeback? Well, that's pretty weak.
No, that's pretty much a cop-out there. I made this TV show. You mean I was supposed to put it on the TV station? What?
I didn't know that. What do you mean? TV goes on TV? Yeah. So I forgot to put it on until like last week. But the new one will be on in there tomorrow. I've got it all compressed and stuff.
Him being naked, actually, there is many worse things that you have, like, say, the snow bath pictures.
Yeah, those are gone now, actually.
They're gone?
Yep.
Yeah. I didn't keep those either.
Yeah, those are gone. So you'll have to wait for the getaway from Y2K DVD to get that. And they won't be pictures. They'll be moving pictures. 29.97 frames per second. That is if Sean approves that scene. So we'll have to see.
I can't imagine why he wouldn't.
We'll have to see what his mood is like that day and see if he approves it or not. Okay. Thanks for the awesome projects, and you know, blah, blah, blah. Peace out, homies. It says, P.S. Sean, it looks like you've lost a lot of weight. Awesome, dude. Congrats. Actually, I just put video effects on that. It makes him look thinner.
Yeah, it's a camera trick.
Yeah, it's all the camera. Normally, they say it adds 10 pounds or 20 pounds, but I have to, like, take off, I don't know, 40 or 50 to make it look like he lost weight, right?
Don't worry, kids. He'll put it back.
We're shipping him some moon pies as we speak.
So he hates me when I do that.
The moon pies?
And just when I bug him about being, you know, having his weight go up and down, it drives him nuts.
It's on to the news stories. Pop-up ad company challenges Utah's anti-spyware law. Did you know that Utah had an anti-spyware law? I didn't know that till I read this.
I didn't know they had computers.
Exactly. Backwards state it is. A New York company that delivers internet pop-up ads has asked a judge to block enforcement of Utah's new anti-spyware law pending resolution of a constitutional change. WhenU.com Inc. claims the law, which took effect last month, is arbitrary and draconian and violates free speech rights. When U lawyer told Third District Judge Joseph on June 10th that regulation of advertising on the internet is a matter of interstate commerce subject to federal, not state, jurisdiction. WhenU provides users with free software like games and screensavers. The software comes with a separate program, Save Now, that tracks web traffic and matches a user's surfing habit with particular advertisers. So in Utah, it is actually illegal to have pop-up ads. I don't know how that works, though. I guess you have to be a company but it's a New York company. That's really weird. So if you could post that and the next one, because that is the actual spyware regulation.
And this is a pain in the butt because you don't really have the stories on here. They're just links.
I know. Yeah, post the .us one. That's the actual one with the law. You can read that through, which is really crazy. I don't know how they enforce it, but I guess they're going after this company because it popped up on a screen in somebody's house in Utah. A fortune teller finds win was in the cards. A federal judge has struck down a law requiring fortune tellers to post disclaimers on their shops and advertisements, calling the ordinance unconstitutional restrictions on free speech. Judge Robert Eccles ruling in favor of former Tarot card reader Beth Daly and American Civil Liberties Union rejected the city of Dixon's argument that its law was intended to protect citizens from fraud. Eccles cited the earlier rulings that determined predictions are only fraudulent if the speaker knows of facts that will prevent a prediction from coming true. I'm very satisfied, very pleased, Daly said on June 8th. The Constitution of the United States was written for freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of religion. I think people should have be able to express themselves and believe how they want without having other people trying to control them. Where is... What?
Stop bothering me, people.
Are people messaging you?
Yes. God damn it.
So before there, they had to put a disclaimer when they read your fortune that it may not come true.
Because oh, really? Really?
Yeah, imagine that. The next one is the USA Today one. Boston to search train commuters. So if you live in Boston, get ready for your rights to be violated. Subway and commuter train passengers in Boston will be randomly stopped starting in July to have their bags searched and identifications checked in the First in the Nation program to protect the trains from terrorism. Officials said the new policy was prompted by the March 11th train bombings in Madrid that killed 191 commuters. Madrid. There's always bombings all over the world. So now they start doing it? Yeah, okay. It's expected to be in place before the Democratic National Convention in Boston, July 26th to 29th. The Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority said it's developing a program that strikes a proper balance between individual rights and the system's obligation to ensure its customer safety. So they won't be reaching up your ass quite yet. So that's the protection and the balance between your individual rights and the customer safety. So if you can still hide a bomb up your ass if you'd like, but just don't keep it in your bags and keep your ID on you at all times, or else you're going to jail if you ride the subway in Boston.
Well, see, they're using the Madrid thing for an excuse.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I could see wanting to search some people in commuter trains.
Yes.
Because bad stuff goes down on those trains.
Yeah.
In a major city, you couldn't pay me to ride a commuter train.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather crawl.
No, you don't like those, hey?
Well,
they're pretty.
No.
Some of them are pretty bad and pretty scummy.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
This one is very old, but I thought I would read it out anyway. Now they'll know if you read their email. An internet service is about to test the frontiers of email privacy. DidTheyReadIt.com will launch Monday and allows anyone to secretly track emails they send. You'll see whether somebody opens your email, how long the recipients keep it open, and even where geographically the recipient is reading it.
Huh.
Yeah, and this actually works. The reaction could be harsh. It will freak people out, says internet expert Esther. Go Esther. It violates our electronic space in a way that's uncomfortable as someone violating our physical space, says Mitchell, a partner in technology investment firm Hummer Winblad. What a horrible name. Or is that Hummer? There's no E at the end, so it's Winblad. Hummer Winblad. What a great name to pick. I guess all the good ones are gone, huh?
That's like a porn name.
Yeah. My name's Hummer Winblad. Add this company to the long list of people who are making the internet a less attractive place to live and work. The service comes from Rample Software, and it will cost $50 a year. You register on the website, and then every time you send an email, you add a DidTheyReadIt.com to the end. An email address would look like this, president@whitehouse.gov.didtheyreadit.com. You can also download software that adds tracking code to all outgoing emails. So the way this works is what they do is the same as spammers do. They add a little web bug into the email, and it's an external link to a website that has a unique tracking code for specifically your email. So when you open this email, it references the website and loads the little picture, the actually invisible picture. It's like one by one pixel or even like zero by zero.
That's kind of cool.
It is a very cool idea. So when you open the email, they'll be able to know exactly what time you opened it. And because you opened it, they know that you've read it. So people will be jumping all over this. But you're on the other end not knowing that you're being tracked at all. But fortunately, if you do go through your settings in your email program, you can turn off all HTML references, which I recommend everybody does because, well, email's for email, not for web pages, not for fancy graphics, not for dancing little dogs or waiters saying that your email is here. It's for text. So please, everyone, turn off their HTML, not only because of this web tracking, but because there's tons and tons and tons of exploits for lots of different email programs.
I hate people that send me crap in email anyway.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Especially like, the forward Nazis, you know? This is, like, the funniest thing ever. You get that shit all the time.
Oh, God. I don't get it anymore because, well, usually it's friends or people you know send it, and I just blast them the first time they ever send that to me. And they don't do it again. So luckily I don't get that unless like I make a new friend and they think it's funny or whatever.
Nobody ever listens to me. They just keep doing it. I'm going to fucking kill you.
Yeah.
Stop sending me that crap.
And this is a good segue to the next one, talking about viruses. The first phone virus has been developed. Cell phone virus. This one, the security response semantic.com one. And this is, it's a pretty weak virus. It's not in the wild or anything, but they made it to prove a point that it is possible that this could be a virus. It doesn't really exploit anything, and you have to press yes 3 times before it actually gets installed on your phone.
Well, if you do that, you deserve it.
That's what I'm saying. It says, you've received a message via Bluetooth from device name. And then the user will be notified they received a message. Then it'll say, application is untrusted and may have problems. Install only if you trust provider. And it says, if you say yes, then it asks you, install Carbide? And then if you say yes again, then you've got the virus, in quotes. And what this does is activate your Bluetooth if it already isn't activated and starts blasting out Bluetooth messages as far and wide as it can to do the exact same thing that just happened to you. So, if you're that dumb, you're going to get a virus anyway.
You pretty well deserve it.
And you're going to follow the laws of Darwin and, go for those viruses. The next one, I'm currently cutting and pasting, which I should have done a little bit earlier. There we go. Oh, there's the next link is actually about the virus as well. And people are all, like, it was in the news for a couple days, and it's all freak out. Oh, my God, cell phones can have viruses. And it's not even actually in the wild. So don't even worry about that.
Yeah. Well, it's not like they freak out on the news or anything.
No. Well, on the internet news. It was all over the internet news.
What isn't all over the internet news?
Yeah, I guess it is. The FDA panel backs implant to counter depression. A surgical implant that stimulates the brain should get a government approval to treat chronic depression. An expert panel of federal experts.
Wow, there's a good writer for you.
Oh, he's great. Hire him. His name is Shankar Verdatam. Please, hire him. He works at the Washington Post. He needs a job because he's going to get fired soon.
A guy with that name works at the Washington Post?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
figure that out.
Marking the first time an implanted device has been recommended for the treatment of a psychiatric disorder. Using a technique known as vagus nerve stimulation, the device uses electrodes implanted in the neck to activate brain regions that are believed to regulate mood. I don't know. This decision by an expert advisor, there's that expert again, advisory panel of the Food and Drug Administration came after a day of clashing scientific opinions about whether the data submitted by the manufacturer were adequate for approval. Proponents of the device prevailed, citing the desperate need of patients with chronic depression that does not respond to existing treatment. The next statement is really weird. I don't understand this. We lost 4 of these individuals in the last 2.5 hours, said A. John Rush,
What, they kill four of them off?
I don't know, because like in the rest of this, it says, a psychiatrist at the University of Texas, a medical center in Dallas, basing that figure on the high suicide rate among patients with resistant depression. We lost four of these individuals in the last 2.5 hours. Did four people kill themselves in the last... That must be a really big hospital if four people killed themselves in the last 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
I wish I could get some people to do that.
Yeah. Just call them a loser for a while, and maybe their depression will overcome them. Then it goes on to have some... Let's see. Cameron McGuffey told the panel she tried virtually every antidepressant drug in the market before getting the device. Improvement came within... Stop playing with your microphone. Improvement came within
weeks. I bumped it. I'm sorry, fucker. You see my mic stand? Cut me some slack.
True. It's bubble gum and a stick.
Yeah, so fuck off, dude. It's 4 a.m.
Improvement came within weeks, she said. My mother said she wasn't looking into the eyes of a dead person anymore. When people asking why she was willing to get an implant, she replied, I had nothing to lose. So I guess it's good for people who are on, like, at their wit's end, but that's pretty scary. They're going to start implanting things in people that will make them happy. Happy all the time. Happy, happy people. Happy everywhere. And, yep. That'd be great. That'd be great. Wouldn't it be great? Just be happy all the time. All you have to do is just feel depressed and then go get this thing implanted in you and you'll never be depressed again.
Yeah. That's kind of like that movie Equilibrium.
Exactly. No emotions. Steady. Mm. All the time. That was actually a very cool movie.
That was a very cool movie.
Sean kept recommending it to me constantly. It's like, you gotta watch it. And then I finally did. I was like, whoa, that was very cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
What the hell's going on? Go to the next link. Okay, these guys win the Darwin Award. This is sent in by Yankee. Four drown in large fountain at Fort Worth Park. Father, two children, and a friend died. Four people drowned in a large downtown park fountain. One of them, an 8-year-old girl, and three others, including her father and her brother, who died trying to rescue her. About 2,000 people gathered for a prayer vigil Thursday morning, a day after the deaths of four who were visiting from Chicago to attend a Sunday school convention. Today our city extends our wings to enfold and comfort you, Mayor Mike Moncrief told the crowd, many of whom held hands and wiped away tears.
Okay, how do you die in a park fountain?
Yeah, wait for this. The 9-foot-deep pool, called the Active Pool, collects water from several artificial waterfalls. At the bottom, a powerful pump pulls the water through a drain so it can be recirculated. If you see a picture of it, it's like... It's in the middle, total middle of this huge fountain. There's not even any public access, it looks like, to it. And... Ugh. Identified those who drowned Wednesday as blah, 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 blah. Witness accounts varied on what happened. Apparently, Lauren Dukes jumped or slipped into the water, and Deadmon fell in when she tried to reach in and help her. Lauren's father and brother then jumped in to try to save the girls. Police officer Tony, one of the first rescuers at the scene, told Fort Worth Star-Telegram, when he jumped in, the suction literally sucked the socks off my feet. One witness said he saw the girls slip into the water and tried to help. I dived in after them. I felt a little bitty hand, but it slipped out. Then I had to get out because I couldn't. Isn't that sad? Because I couldn't breathe. The no swimming signs are posted in the park and near the pool. She said she understood that the little girls had on swimsuits when their bodies were recovered. Ugh.
Oh my God.
The best part of this whole article, besides just the Darwin Award for them, and they actually win it, all four of them, because, well, they died. You have to die to win the award.
You have to die to win it, yes.
This standing before a teary-eyed church members in the hotel conference room, Dew struggled to find the words that would console his flock following the tragedy. And these are not the words to say to console your flock following the tragedy. The word that God told me to tell them was that he's still in charge and he's still in control. and that we only see the beginning, but God sees the beginning and the end. So we just have to hope in Him.
Holy shit,
isn't that totally evil thing to say?
That's horrible.
God told me to tell them that He's still in charge and still in control. Yeah. It's the Old Testament God. He's come back for vengeance in the form of a fountain.
Yeah, there is a God, and He's up there now going, okay, you're next.
Oh,
you're going to die.
God. This next one is just a link. I'm going to talk about it briefly and not really read anything from it.
Okay.
This is an excellent, excellent article, and I read it from start to finish when it was sent to me by Enki. This guy talks about Microsoft DRM, Digital Rights Management, and why it is bad, very, very bad for everyone.
And, yes, it is.
And it really goes through the history of copyright and copyright infringement in terms of music specifically, even way back into the 1800s, when they had sheet music, and then somebody invented the piano roll, and turned the sheet music into this piano roll that they sold without permission. They were the first music pirates. They did not pay any royalties for it, and they did it without permission and sold all these piano rolls, and the artists went insane, right? It's like, we're not getting any money. This is our artwork, right? This is our work.
Yeah. Right.
So that was the first kind of spur that the artists, it happened way back then. So it's excellent, excellent read. Please read through it if you're at all interested in copyright or music on the internet or anything. It's really good.
Can you imagine what that'd be like to try to pirate a piano roll?
Totally funny. Like, all it is a piece of paper with holes punched in it, so the piano knows when to play certain notes, and of course they get totally worn down.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, you know that guy's got math hair.
Oh, for sure. That's so funny. This next one, cable access channel criticized for airing Berg beheading. Austin Community Television received a handful of calls Wednesday night from viewers complaining about violent content. The beheading video of Nicholas Berg was aired in its entirety continuously from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. during a live program on Channel 10.
They aired that?
Continuously, over and over again.
They should burn the fucking place down.
You don't like that, huh?
No, they shouldn't air some innocent guy's beheading.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
It's pretty fucked up. But George Woolley was the program's producer. He said he was trying to illustrate the divided nature of media. Innocent civilians and Americans are being horribly treated and needs to be shown to the American public. I don't know why the dominant media fails to do that, but they do so I feel compelled to do it myself.
Okay.
Viewers question why the violent images were allowed to air during primetime hours.
So would I.
This is a freedom of expression facility, so there's no control over the content of the programs, ACTV executive director said. According to the ACTV contract, as long as the content doesn't break local, state, and federal law, it can air on the channel.
Well, it probably did, considering the time that they aired it.
Mm-hmm.
So he could seriously get his ass kicked if someone wanted to press charges.
Quite possibly. They'd have to look into the laws. But it's a cable access channel where people just pay money and you can air whatever you want on it.
Yeah.
And it is not over the airwaves. You do have to pay, it says down at the bottom, 35 cents a month to get this channel.
I don't know why anybody would pay for public access. Seriously. Because there are some bad shit on public access.
Oh, yeah. It's like if we opened Rant Radio Talk and gave out the access code to anyone. It would just be a free-for-all, and anyone could, with no content control whatsoever, be able to air anything they wanted.
And that will never happen, so don't ever, ever ask me.
Can we do that, please?
No.
And that is... Yeah, pretty scary stuff. That's the last news story. And we already talked to Burden, and I'm just going to go through.
I'm glad I missed that. How'd that go for you?
It wasn't painful.
You lie.
And there's one person who has asked me to call him, so we're going to call one person. And then we're going to release, unleash the patrolling. okay, we're going to phone Yata. Oh, that's weird. Oh, wait, cancel. I'm fucking this up. There we go. We're calling Yata. He has something to
Hello?
Say. Hello, Yata.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, hello.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I was just turning radio off. I still had it on.
Oh, yeah. You got to turn down the internet radio. That'll mess you up.
Got it.
Yata says he's British and he's had some drinks.
Yep, true.
So you've been drinking tonight and listening to us. I guess it's what...
Well, it's 10 in the morning.
Ten in the morning. So you're drinking at 10 in the morning on a Monday morning listening to our show,
That's right.
It's a good way to start the week.
What time was it when you started drinking? That's what the big question is.
Oh, God. It's been a couple of hours, I think.
So you got up at 7 or 8 in the morning and started drinking?
Nah, I've sobered up since, but like, I've had a drink.
Okay.
I've been up all night, you see.
Do you have to work?
No, I've got a great job sent in a bit. In half an hour, actually.
Oh, really? Okay. But you'll be pretty sober enough to work and do your job by then?
No, it's job center. Do they have them in Canada, in America?
What is it called?
A job center.
A job sensor?
A job center?
Center. Center. So you're going to go look for a job?
It's like, yeah.
Okay. Yep. We have those.
Yeah, we have those here.
Yeah, like postings all over the board, and you log into the computer and look for jobs and stuff like that.
No, not really. I just walk in.
Give me the dole. Give me the dole, and you walk out, right?
See you later. That's it.
That's the way to live. Go back home, listen to Rant Radio, and have some more drinks.
Yep.
That's the life.
I just think it's awesome that somebody that far away listens to this show.
That is very cool. We don't get a lot of overseas callers, and it's working pretty good.
I first started listening quite a while ago.
Oh, really? I don't see it. Oh, wow. That's very, very cool.
To just this show or the station in general?
In general. I haven't been listening for a while, but then I got an email about patrolling.
Okay.
Oh.
So you're probably in the forums then. You've signed up to the forums.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, and then it brought back in into the fold.
Yep. Brought back in.
Well, that's excellent.
It's good to know those forums are good for something.
Yeah. Excellent. So,
hey.
Thank you very much for phoning in, or us phoning you anyway. Did you have anything to say or?
Oh, no, not really.
Okay, well...
Are you all right? You all right, matey?
Yeah, we're all good. We're all good
we're
here.
We're all good. It's just late right? here.
Yeah, we're kind of
right
tired.
You all right,
I'm okay. I'm just really tired.
Yeah, we're both tired. We need some sleep.
It's like 4:30 in the morning here.
I'm going to let you go then.
Excellent.
All right, buddy.
Well, thanks for
calling.
Yeah.
You can get that patrolling episode up?
Yep, it's going to be right after you. We're going to put the links in the IRC,
nice.
And you'll
That'd
be able to take a look at it.
I'll see you later.
So I'll talk to you later.
See you later.
Bye, man.
Very awesome. Very, very cool.
That is cool when you think about it.
Yeah.
Because we got three people from three different countries talking to each other.
That is very true. All on the internet and using the internet to call as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got the links in my outline here, so I'll just post them. There we go.
All right.
Away they go. We've got Smokey and myself seeding. Actually, I'm not seeding it. Let me just boot up mine.
I'm not turning mine on until we hang up.
Oh, that's probably a good idea. So they will not work. Well, they'll start working in a few seconds here.
In a minute.
Tick, 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 tick. Oh, and the new Seattle Wireless is going to be on the June 2004, and they got on Slashdot, actually.
Well, that's good. That's
today.
Good.
That is good. So,
you know, I think that's a pretty good show. I catch crap about that.
Yeah, people
it's
think
boring.
People think it's boring, but I think it's very educating. It's very well
done. You could actually learn something.
It is slow. I mean, it's not wham bam action, but it's about wireless. I mean, what are you going to do?
Pierden actually had the nerve to tell me that Divers was better than Seattle Wireless.
Really?
And I'm like, wow, dude. Wow.
He thinks highly
that's
of himself
out,
then, eh?
That's going out there on a limb. he's like, yeah, if I was in charge of Rant Radio, there'd be no more Rant Media, there'd be no more Seattle Wireless. I'm like, ha ha ha.
That's good you're not in charge then, eh?
That's why you're not and why you will never be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, and I got the paycheck from Walmart, you know.
Yeah, you told me that. The big $30.
Yeah, because I was there for 6 hours and I got $30.
Wow. $5
I
an
can't
hour.
Believe I can't believe I actually got it.
That was a long time. That took a long time.
That took a long time.
The seed is up for the big one. The seed is coming for the small one in a few seconds. I had to boot it up. So
did you change the encoding properties on the big one compared to the last one?
Why does it suck?
It looks better.
Oh,
I think it looks better.
No, I didn't change anything. I don't know why.
Maybe I'm just on crack or
because I looked at it. I thought it looked worse. So I went back to the old one and I went, oh no, it's not worse. It's exactly the same.
No, I thought okay, sort of all stupid.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, so we're both thinking we just forgot what the other one looked like, really.
I've seen it enough. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, episode 3. I'm gonna say a week actually for episode 3.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah, I am gonna say that because I skimmed off about 10 minutes off of episode 2 because it was running long. And the reason I skimmed off 10 minutes to make it down to 30 because I dumped them right back onto tapes that are an hour long. So the first episode's half hour, second episode's half an hour, so they fit nicely back on the tapes again. Yeah. And I was talking with you about it, and I'm like, no, I don't want to make it 40 minutes, and I didn't know why. And then right before I was going to mix it down, and then I went, oh, I know why now, because I'd have to fuck up a whole tape. I'd waste a tape. So I like putting them at a half hour. So you'll get the next one in about a week because I've already done most of it, which is a good thing.
Well, all right then.
All righty then. So they're
okay.
They are seeding now, and it goes faster and faster and faster as it goes because more people will be seeding it. So it's going pretty good. Let's see how many people are. 3 people on the small one and, about 12 people on the big one. So I'm going to post those again.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody missed them in the last 10 seconds, oops, that's the same exact one. There we go. And you can take a look at the pictures on the webpage while you're waiting. And I thought it was a pretty good episode. And hopefully
and you said this will be the last one where he's in various stages of undress.
Yeah. I am very sure that Sean will not be in any various stages of undress anymore. He will be fully clothed at all points in time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping. I can't remember any other time where he has his shirt off or anything like that.
Yeah, I told him I didn't need to see him naked, and he didn't answer me. So maybe I offended him, you know.
Quite possibly. He did have a shirt off. He did have a shirt off
He
yesterday.
Does have a crush on me, so yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of a crush, right?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. So I gotta be careful what I say. You know, I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Yeah, you better be careful, right?
You know, I'll just pretend to like him a little bit longer.
Okay, I'm tired, and there's big lags and stuff in between where we're talking. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the bandwidth is going almost to crap now, and it's cutting out. Spyco says, I want the Y2K photos of Sean. Well, you're not going to get them because I pulled them. They're gone. Too bad.
And if I don't have them, nobody has them.
Pretty much, yeah. So it's 2:30 in the morning here, and I have to work in the morning, and I'm going to be dead tired.
Yeah.
So I'm going to queue up the extro here. And we're going to say goodbye. So it is bye. Oh, no, we're going to say who's in the IRC now. Downloading all the stuff. It's Infragrant, Sudoku, Zarathustra, Crunge, Kexler, Yata, Mr. Echo, Purden, Spyco, Shrine Master, who's doing some awesome work for us on some web pages. And those people just talk a lot. And Stone Rhino, if I missed that. Yep. So there we go. Infragent. Sorry for the mispronunciation. I will continue to mispronounce it.
So hey, leave us alone. It's late. We know the show sucks. Back off.
So we'll be back next week with more insanity.
Hopefully on time.
Because
this show sucked really bad.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, but it wasn't great. No, there's no concert next week that I know of, so it'll be all good. I'll be on time.
So good.
Say goodbye, Smokehouse, and then I'll say goodbye, and then we'll play the music.
Goodbye, Smokehouse and stuff.
And goodbye from me, and we will see you next week.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it? You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.